Oh, hi, Munchers. Welcome to another episode of Monday Movie Munchy Madness. This is your co-host, Michael, reminding you, as always, that this movie podcast contains movie spoilers. Victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't. Till I grew up, now I blew up. It makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me? Ma! This week we saw Ma! Tune in!
Hey, and welcome to Madness Monday Movies Munchies. I'm Nick Owen. I'm joined today by Michael Brown. Michael.
Hello.
I love those earrings on you, Michael. You want to come over for a party in my basement later tonight?
Oh my god, is that Taylor's bracelet?
Yeah, it's. She gave it to me.
Tell me more about this party.
It's in my basement. Great joke. Thank you for coming, Munchers. This week we saw the movie Ma, starring Octavia Spencer and a bunch of children.
Mm-hmm.
And some other, adults.
Some other adults that are recognizable.
Juliette Lewis. Yeah.
Juliette Lewis, for one.
For sure. Big role.
Yeah. That woman from those movies, for another. Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Shoes and stuff.
Well, also, The Vet.
Yeah. Diane Keaton.
No.
Allison Janney.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we weren't even planning on seeing this, right? This week?
No, this was.
We bumped it up.
Sorry, Munchers.
Yeah, spoiler alert, we didn't see Dark Phoenix yet. That'll be. Here's another spoiler alert. Next week. but we saw Ma instead.
Little movie roulette for you.
I don't know, what was your expectation going into it?
Honestly, pretty low.
Yeah.
The previews look kind of dumb, and a la Jordan Peele, but not, you know, same producer as Get Out, but not the same director.
Yeah.
Which is a big difference there.
The director, he did make it, like, he's the director of The Help, mm-hmm. starring Octavia Spencer.
Okay. So it wasn't an unknown director.
No, and like The Girl on the Train, I think, is a movie that people maybe saw. It wasn't me. I didn't see either of those movies. He's not some unknown director.
I think going into it, before the movie, I was expecting like a 4.
Okay.
4 out of 10, something like that.
I was around like a 6 probably, which seems a little high.
Now that you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
4 seems high now that I've seen it.
So you're going lower than a 4?
Yeah.
That seems crazy, but I guess I'd like to hear why.
We'll talk it out. I mean, I came out of this movie like a 2.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm at a 5 or 4.5. I mean, I was fine until the castration scene, and I was just like, Jesus. Oof. I'm not here for this. I was not expecting that. Get me the hell out of here.
Oh my god.
But also, I wanted, before we were talking about the trailer, I feel like the trailer would have been a lot better, and the movie maybe experience would have been better, if they didn't show her like running people over and like killing people.
I could have sworn they showed her running over like one of the high school boys in the trailer.
No, but it was Mercedes.
That's what I was expecting. Yeah, and then it was Mercedes in the movie.
Yeah.
I was fully expecting her to run over like Spencer. Whatever they...
I don't think...
Tad. Chad. Chaz.
Chaz. Oh, you guys get pregnant? You gonna name it Chaz?
Yeah. There you go.
Like, shut up.
Shut up, Chaz. Fucking
no one's No one is naming anyone Chaz again.
Yeah.
It's probably not even your real name.
Yeah, unless you're in a movie, you can't be named Chaz.
It was Chaz, and it was, like, spelled with an X somehow.
How did you see his name spelled?
I just made that. Yeah, the yearbook.
I thought maybe they showed a yearbook. It was like Chaz voted
Breezy's
most popular cool guy in the prom.
Yeah,
his real name's Gianni Paolo.
Oh, that's a much better name.
What does that mean? He's from Italy.
Two foreign first names.
What?
He's got two foreign first names.
How?
Gianni Paolo.
Okay.
I think
Paolo just is one foreign name.
Yeah.
Or just one whole American, foreign name. So. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, possibly Italian Portuguese.
Of course.
Just a guess. Maybe just straight Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, this, I don't know, the movie just, for me, really long build up, and then the payoff was just, like, not satisfying. And therefore, like, overall, the movie didn't really do it for me, hence the 2.5.
Yeah.
Since you asked.
The music was terrible. It didn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
Like kung fu fighting and...
You didn't like safety dance?
Yeah, safety dance. And then like all of a sudden maybe some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
It's like some weird, shitty 80s pop and then...
Like, Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is amazing.
But not... Yeah.
But not fitting.
No, none of it made sense. Like, why would they even be playing any of that music? Wouldn't the children be playing the music?
Yeah. Is it supposed to be like the music that Octavia liked back when she was younger or something? Like that was supposed to be her party music?
It's a good assumption. She's like, oh, this is what the kids are listening to.
Yeah, I guess.
All the music we heard was either on Octavia's radio or in off of her speaker, like her sound system in the basement, I believe. So that makes sense.
They also had like a weird like like 80s... alien sci-fi like synth all of a sudden just randomly throughout the movie that didn't make any sense with like the way the movie was, like, you know, like it was like watching a cheesy ass movie from the 80s.
Trying to build suspense, I guess.
It sounded so bad.
Octavia Spencer was pretty good though, and she was creepy as hell.
Yeah,
she was definitely creepy. Yeah, she's a hell of an actress. It just wasn't a hell of a movie.
She probably shouldn't have been in it, really.
Yeah, probably not. I'm sure...
But it would have been much worse without her.
That director and those producers, it seems like a winner, you know? I'm sure she was talked into it. They were probably like, yeah, this is going to be great. I produced Get Out. He directed 12 Years a Slave. And she was like, I'm in.
What?
What did he direct?
The Help.
Steve McQueen directed 12 Years.
Oh, I did see The Help. Oh, you're right. I actually saw The Help. It was good.
Okay. You said... Why'd you say you didn't earlier?
Because I thought I was thinking of 12 Years a Slave.
Why?
I don't know.
I said The Help.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
You don't know?
I just...
Why would you think it was 12 Years a Slave when I said The Help?
Probably because I was thinking about the movie 12 Years a Slave.
Well, I'm trying to understand why that's the case.
Because that's just how my mind works. Because I didn't see it. That's why. But I saw The Help. I've actually seen The Help twice.
I don't get it.
It was good both times.
Yeah.
I flat out don't get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, since we're talking about The Help, I mean, The Help's like... That's probably like a solid 8 out of 10.
Okay. I mean, I hope you're not thinking of another movie.
No, I'm not. Your girl's in it.
Octavia Spencer?
No, your girl from La La Land.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yes, she is in it.
She's in it.
That's true. The scene at the end of this movie, where she's just completely fucking up these children...
Mm-hmm. And then they all wake up like 30 seconds later.
Yeah,
that scene.
What do you mean 30 seconds later?
Like they were all incapacitated to the point where she could sew their mouths shut and they didn't notice.
Yeah.
And then they were just fully awake 30
seconds. I mean,
they
weren't going to play out the entire like drugging of, like during the movie.
Yeah, I'm just saying they all woke up pretty quick.
Yeah, I know, for time factor. They're not gonna put, like, it's not gonna be 30 minutes of them just sitting there in the basement.
Hey, fair enough.
You want to just sit there and watch them?
Yeah.
So that it's more real.
Sleeping for 30 minutes. But I don't understand the her punishments to each of the each of the people.
What do you mean you don't? Why not? They were,
they're so dumb.
They were representative of.
Wasn't iron to his stomach have anything to do with?
It's just a bad movie. It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
That's why they just.
She's just like, oh, perfect yeah. skin. For no reason.
Yeah.
Like, what did that kid do ever in the whole movie? He was just having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just. I don't know. Stupid. And then some of the punishments were like straight up murder, and some of them were just like, oh, you got a little paint on your face there, pal.
Yeah. It can only be one of us.
Yeah. And why did she want those pictures?
It seems racist in itself.
And why didn't she just use her smartphone to take the pictures? Huh? Why did she use that old ass camera?
Because it was supposed
pictures?
To be like she was still in high school.
No. All right.
Taking an old ass camera.
So she's taken on all the. She's getting back at these kids because their parents were mean to her in high school. And let me just say, they weren't just mean to her. They straight up sexually assaulted her in high school.
Yes.
It was fucked up.
So you're saying that she did nothing wrong?
No, I'm not. I'm not justifying her actions. I'm saying that was fucked up.
Oh, so you're saying...
Oh!
So you like this.
So you were on Octavia Spencer's side.
And
movie.
Then...
You're a mod guy.
It just so happens that all the popular kids all had kids who were the exact same age who all went to the same high school and then all became best friends.
Yeah.
That doesn't make... That's not too far-fetched. They're all friends. They all start having kids around the same time.
But they weren't friends anymore. Also, how old were those parents? Because they were like, how long has it been since we've
They're
seen each
other? They're all 35.
15 years?
Yeah.
And then he's like, ah, stop going to... Yeah, they're like 35.
Yeah.
Maybe 33.
Yeah.
But they're all played by like 50-year-old actors and actresses. Like, what? Did anyone put any thought into this movie at all?
They tried to.
I still, even though that guy did that fucked up shit in high school, it was still awesome when he punked Ma in the bar.
Oh, I know.
Like, he was like, he set it up so good. Like, I wish I've confronted people like that before.
Oh, he absolutely punked her.
He crushed it. That was great. Like, I was like, yeah.
He's like, oh, Sue Ann, you work here? I was like, oh my God, he's going to fall into this trap? But no, he duped me.
He's like, oh, do you know what this is?
I was scared. Scared for all the pets in this movie. Every time she was like, just sign it, I'll fill out the paperwork.
But
I was like, what's she gonna do to this cat? What's she gonna do to this dog? Leave the fucking pets alone, please.
But actually, he died anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, he bled to death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, got a transfusion of dog blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
He's a dog.
Like, it's not like that was gonna save him.
Like, that was supposed to be like artsy or something.
Like, yeah. That's why he's supposed to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she just slit his wrist and let him bleed
out.
So I think that's what killed him. If I had to guess.
It was like, oh.
Probably a little of both.
Symbolic.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm sure dog blood doesn't.
And what was Allison Janney doing, like, just not keeping track of all her drugs that Ma was just clearly stealing from?
And then putting the empties back in the back in the cabinet?
Amount of diazepam or whatever it was.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah, so much you could put a Great Dane down for 5 hours.
Yeah. Plus, she just kept her daughter constantly hopped up on that stuff, so she must have been stealing a bunch for years. She put enough in her daughter to make her have to use a wheelchair.
I forgot about the daughter, or I forgot about that. I was like, oh, it's the girl. She was like walking around. I was like, it's the girl from the wheelchair.
Yeah, it's the girl from the wheelchair. She doesn't go to that school anymore.
Yeah, she's too sick.
She's got Munchausen syndrome. Pull out a vocab word from today, for today's
yeah, she had Munchausen syndrome but then was having all these ragers. Like, didn't she want her daughter to have fun in high school? Like,
no, she didn't want her daughter getting punked by the popular kids.
Yeah. She wanted to have fun in high school.
Yeah,
because she didn't get to. She's like, don't go to that school, they'll make fun of you. And they didn't. They were actually really nice to that girl at school.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can I help you up this ramp?
What's the main girl's name? She was very nice to her.
Maggie. Tree. Oh, Maggie.
She was just in Booksmart, too.
One of the main girls in Booksmart?
No.
Just in it?
She was pretty good in this movie. Diana Silvers.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah, I'll give it to her. She was good.
She was the hero because she stabbed Ma.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
So, I was hoping at the end there'd be like a scene because it just ended with the house burning and like everyone's outside the house and you know, like her boyfriend was stabbed and the girl's mouth is wired shut or whatever. Yeah. Sewn shut, I guess. But I was hoping there'd be one more scene, like
everybody's okay scene.
Yeah, what are they up to now? Or like,
just wait for Ma too.
Just like a scene of like a quick montage of like her getting the thing taken out of her mouth. The
stitches taken out of her mouth.
Yeah, the Darrell getting the white wiped off his face.
Little paint thinner or something.
Yeah.
I hope that stabbed.
I don't know. It would have been nice. Maybe I'll see that in Ma too.
Yeah, you'll probably see that in Ma too.
Yeah, like the end of that's so weird. Like, is she okay? I'm pretty sure she should have burned down, but
who?
Ma?
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead for sure. Did you guys see the new Halloween though? Because it was like it reminded me of the ending of Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Where they trap Michael Myers. I mean, spoiler alert, but it came out in fucking October. they trap Michael Myers in last year, like the basement of the house, and like the house is burning down around him.
Yeah, he's obviously not dead.
Yeah, exactly. He like doesn't die, but so it was kind of the same thing. It's like, oh, the house is burning around the killer. So yeah, same basic sort of ending as Halloween, except I'm not expecting Ma to survive this one for a Ma too. I'm pretty sure. After getting stabbed in the back, she wasn't like some superhero kind of killer like Mike Myers is. She was Mike Myers is the comedic actor. But she was just a regular old vet tech, you know, from small town middle America.
Yeah, that's true. Did she stuff Allison Janney in that cage, or was like Allison Janney in the cage and she killed her somehow?
I don't know. Weird. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why Allison Janney would have been in the cage.
Playing with the dogs? I don't know.
Maybe. My assumption was that she killed her and stuffed her in there.
Okay. It's not like it was hidden.
No. Yeah, exactly. Like, she couldn't live through the night because she would have been charged with, like, 4 murders when she woke up, you know?
Based on what she did to some other people, she might have even just had Allison Janney in the cage for a while, like, alive.
Yeah, that's true. And killed
her. True.
Ma.
Oh, Ma. She killed the only policeman in the entire state, though.
Yeah. It was only one.
Yeah. He should have been wearing his bulletproof vest. He would have been fine. She shot him just right in the chest area. I was half expecting him to, like, get up, put up a little bit of a fight. Then I saw him, all the blood.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's toast. He wasn't wearing his vest.
What did you guys think of the, like, last line that Maggie does? I'm not weak. I'm not my mother.
It's pretty mean.
It was pretty mean, right? Like, Julia Lewis was, like, a nice mom the whole movie.
Yeah. She was, like, working hard. She didn't seem that weak.
She did her best.
Huh?
She did her best.
That line would have made more sense if they had, like, Julia Lewis as kind of, like, a flawed mother, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
She worked as a scantily clad cocktail waitress at a casino. To put her child through high school, and that's how her
child repays her. Like, where is this based?
Small town, middle America, Nick.
Southern South, USA.
Nevada? Yeah,
I think it's somewhere in the South. So
Ohio.
They definitely have casinos over there.
They don't have gambling there.
Yeah, they do. Riverboat casinos and whatnot.
She was on a riverboat.
Well, we don't know for sure. Could have been on a riverboat, but you'd think they'd show the riverboat.
Was Mississippi.
Riverboats are pretty cool.
Mississippi?
Was it? Really?
That was the filming location, at least.
Yeah. I remember the sign saying, like, welcome to Natchez County, or something like that, or now crossing the Natchez River, or something like that.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it is. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
to me.
It doesn't mean anything.
But I was like, oh, I should have remembered that fact so I can identify where this movie is set.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Dairy 10 miles down the road.
Yeah.
So we know it's not part of that universe.
It's too bad.
The Stephen King universe. I'll bet a lot of munchers don't know that we went to high school together and that our high school experience was exactly like this.
They don't know that?
The old lady.
I bet most of the munchers do know that. At least by now.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, actually, I think today is our 2-year anniversary.
Really?
This episode, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
What'd you get me?
Nothing.
These earrings.
These earrings? These were mine.
2 years ago today, Wonder Woman came out to munchers everywhere around the world. Wow.
And look at us now.
How it feel?
Over 100 million downloads every week.
Today.
Today. Man, it's hard to believe that a third of America listens to this podcast every week.
We've come a long way since Wonder Woman.
We have.
Now we're seeing Ma. About to start writing Ma 2.
Yeah, I can't wait for Ma 2.
It was a $5 million budget, and they're already...
That's pretty low, actually. Yeah. It's probably a good business move. I mean, Octavia Spencer alone should bring in $5 million.
Like, think of all the money Godzilla wasted on just actors.
Yeah, but that movie will crush, dude, once it hits Japan.
Once? It already did.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Once they get it over there in Japan, it's yeah. coming.
Once
it take a while.
Once the boat arrives with the movie on
no,
it
no, no, no.
from America. I assume that's how they distribute movies around the world, but by boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On canisters of film.
In 2019.
Yeah, in 2019.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about our high school experience, though.
I was
like,
not.
How this didn't compare to that at all.
Yeah. I did not even consider my high school experience at all in this movie.
I mean, I think I always do when I see a movie of when they're... high schoolers.
I did nothing all.
I mean, just, we went to a few house parties.
There were sure. murderous people, but there were parents that were like, yeah, come definitely have parties at our house.
I mean, not anyone you were just like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
yeah
I mean, I guess the real story here is that this girl was picked on. I mean, no, in an extreme way, if you can still call that picking on her, but in high school, and she carried that grudge all the way through till she's like the ripe old age of 35, and she's got an 18-year-old of her own,
yeah,
or 16-year-old of her own.
So it's a mental health awareness,
maybe? I guess,
needed
dude.
Counseling.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up. Like, that's nothing else happened to you. Yeah, like nothing else happened to you in your life since then that you like forgot about high school. I don't do that.
I mean, that's pretty rough what she went through, but.
Yeah, but who remembers high school?
Like,
who
that.
Doesn't?
You'd remember
I mean,
that
I remember,
shit.
Yeah. I mean, I remember high school, but, like, nothing, I don't have any strong feelings about what happened in high school, you know?
No. I mean, because you don't hold any grudges for shit happening.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, I'm sure someone, like, pantsed you and, like, embarrassed you in front of, like, something like that, you know?
Yeah, I probably pants myself.
Yeah. Probably pants yourself, embarrass yourself.
Embarrass myself?
Peers.
No, that's why I hate myself.
Yeah, now you have this huge grudge on your, against yourself.
Yeah.
There it is.
You even need that therapy.
Yeah.
Explains why I paint my face white every night.
What?
So my lips shut. Wear a dog collar to bed. Explains all that.
Yeah. Not my high school experience. Hashtag.
Yeah.
I mean, the lead up to
not
the
anyone.
Yeah. The lead up to in this movie was pretty good, and I enjoyed the first, I don't know, hour 15. And enjoyed is like.
Yeah. What did you like? Did you like the kid kissing the alcohol bottle? Every time he got it, he's like, oh, it's a...
Yeah, I guess I like that.
Is that the fact that... I don't know. I just didn't feel like those kids acted like high school kids. It's like, did any of you ever go to high school? But it's possible none of them
they
did.
They were in high school.
I mean, but yeah, but those actors, possibly none of them went to high school because they all just had, like, tutoring on set as children, you know?
I guess it's possible. I can't speak for how long they've been acting.
Just like... they're like, oh, we hang out with the same 5 people all the time, and then suddenly there's like a party, and there's like 40 of them, 50 of them.
But then they even said, they're like, who are all these people?
Yeah.
They're like, oh.
Dude. Just seemed real, real cliquish. I don't know. Those kids.
Like, high school was cliquish.
Yeah, but they didn't participate in any other activities? None of those kids were on a team of any sort or like had. I don't know. I just wish they didn't show the kids as being very well-rounded, I guess.
They did their homework instead of going to Ma's house that one time.
They did that one time.
That's very responsible of them.
Well, I feel like it might have just been an excuse not to go to Ma's house, though.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure any homework actually got done. I'd like to see a movie that shows what these kids were doing when they weren't
showing
with
Ma. Show the proof.
Yeah.
Show me your homework. Show me your grades.
Show me how you worked out that equation so I know you didn't just get it from the back of the textbook. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? Show your work. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. If you don't have anything else on Ma, I want to get into...
Yeah, I kind of hated it.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Some trailer talk, actually. We haven't had trailer talk in a while.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Just slap the shit out of that button.
It's probably dusty by now.
Yeah.
I already hit it, dude. Dust is
flying.
Flying. My allergies are about to go nuts right now.
Dude, honestly, you didn't register. Could you press it one more time?
Yeah.
Predictions. Thank you.
The first one I want to talk about is Child's Play.
Yeah, sure.
Here's the thing about this movie is I don't necessarily think I saw the ones that came out, what, like 80s or 90s?
Yeah.
But I remember them existing when I was a kid.
Sure.
And I guess I have the same feeling now as I did then, is if you think a little toy is going to do any damage to me, like this, like 2 foot, like not even 2 foot tall, like... red-headed toy wearing overalls is gonna like hurt me in any way, and I will just rip its head off easily.
It has a knife.
Kick it straight across the street.
It has a knife.
Yeah, I'll kick that knife straight out of its hand. Maybe I'll get a little gash in my shin.
So I agree with you. It's a dumb ass premise for a movie, but it's obviously scary. I've never seen them either. But I think I watched today's movie with a slight, or today's trailer with a slightly different perspective, and it seems to me like they made him sort of an artificially intelligent bot that like can control the other automated systems in your house.
I was thinking maybe like a cars and stuff. Saw situation too, where it's like a guy controlling it.
Exactly. Maybe. Right, and I was thinking
what.
In the beginning of the trailer, I was like, is this a Smart House remake?
Yeah. All right. So you're on.
Hell yeah.
We're going down the same road here. Like, Smart House style. Like, I thought of the book Damon, which I feel like they were going to make into a movie, and I don't think they ever did. Or maybe Damon? They still might. But there's this book called Damon, where it's about this programmer who dies, and he programs, like, all these automated, like, self-driving cars and, like, fucking whatever, like all these systems, like computer systems, like cell phones and stuff, to like basically attack people. Mm-hmm. And so he's dead, and there's just like this virus called the Damon that's going around and like attacking people, and you have to like solve it, sort of deal. So it kind of feels like that sort of a situation where it's the electronics that have gotten out of control, and how everything is like a smart toaster and a smart baseball mitt and like a smart cell
and
they
can all
car.
Kill you,
right? And they can all kill you in the wrong hands. And so if they're going that direction with it, I'm actually kind of interested to see it in that angle, because then everyone's going to be afraid of their Teslas, and then I don't have to fucking get cut off by them constantly on the freeway anymore.
Nah. Well, you can cut them off, and it'll stop their brake and not hit you.
I know, but they just accelerate so damn fast, it's hard to get around them.
Sure.
You know? But yeah, you can cut them off. Not that we suggest, this is not an endorsement of anyone cutting off a Tesla, but if you do cut them off, the automatic brakes will go on.
They will kill you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about doll movies is there were two trailers for them.
Yeah, there were.
About doll movies.
And the second one, I had the same feelings.
Annabelle
Comes Home or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of this thing.
Kick that shit out of your bed.
Yeah. I will punt that thing straight out the window across the street. It's not surviving. If it does, a car will hit it. Smash that porcelain up.
That one, you're fucking with a devil, though. Like, that's
yeah.
the devil.
That's like, that's some spirits, for sure. But
and I think the original Chucky's were, he was an evil spirit, too. I guess
superpowers, and like you can't just kill it.
I think so, yeah. I mean, could be wrong.
It has to be.
I never saw it, but that only makes sense. Just, like, it's not just a fucking Teddy Ruxpin, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm taking a baseball bat to its head.
Yeah.
It's going 300 feet.
And plus, it's like a doll. Couldn't you just shut the door of the room that it's in?
Yeah.
Just walk away.
It's got a knife.
Yeah, it does have a knife. Yeah, the Annabelle one, it's like, oh, she's got help from, like, a samurai uniform and, like, a box of coins.
Yeah.
So she's got help in this one. I think the nun's coming back, probably.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Isn't that the same universe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Conjuring universe?
The Conjuring, yeah.
Whatever. I'm moving on to another movie here. I don't remember what it was called, but it was the one where it's like a flood and there's like those crocodiles or something like that underneath.
Oh, yeah.
That one looks all right. Like, not good, but
okay.
Better than these previous two I mentioned.
We could use a good crocodile movie.
Yeah, sure. It's been a while.
It reminds me of the movie, did you guys ever see Ghost Shark?
Ghost Shark?
Ghost Shark.
No.
Where he can just come out of the avalanche. Anything that's water-based, he can just be in, so he can, like, come out of the tap.
The faucet in the bathroom. I don't even want to hear about this.
this reminds me of
Channel or something.
Yeah, it's like one of those really dumb B movies.
Yeah.
Like Sharknado and like, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in that vein. But this movie reminds me of one of those. Like, it looks like a B movie to me. I'm kind of surprised it's coming out in theaters, but at the same time, would I watch it? Like, yeah, probably. I'll watch that shit.
Did you get the trailer for the Adam Driver?
Yep.
That comes out like next week, and this is the first I'm seeing of it.
The Dead Don't Die.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I see it on TV every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was almost like, oh, should we have seen this movie instead of Ma? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many cool, interesting
Bill
people.
Murray's in it, dude.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray only does good movies.
Is that true?
I think.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
He's a good movie guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a 5.7 on IMDb, but we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Selena Gomez, Danny Glover.
Ma was a 6.0 on IMDb.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Caleb Landry Jones is in that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Caleb Landry Jones.
That's what takes it to the next level.
Yeah, I saw him in the trailer.
I don't really need to talk about any other trailers.
There's one cool action movie that was like almost cool, but I can't even think of a single person in it. And I remember thinking I liked every person.
Was it Shaft?
No.
I don't think I'm going to see Shaft.
Yeah, I feel like there was a couple other... There was like that high school one.
To make it clear, none of these movies are on the schedule.
Yeah.
What's the high school one about? It's like super bad, but like the kids are a little younger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one. But
Good
that
Boys?
It's like super bad for tweens.
Good Boys or something like that?
And their rating just says, all of this stuff is done by tweens. That's what the rating says. And I'm like, and for that reason, I'm out.
Done by tweens?
Yeah,
what does that
you
mean?
Can't just use the word tweens in your rating.
So, next week, Michael.
We dig the ion. Predictions.
Guess what? We're going to actually see Dark Phoenix?
Am I supposed to believe you this time or what?
I mean, I can always throw a wild card in there.
Yeah, that's true. I like that you keep me on my toes, Nick, even 2 years into the podcast relationship.
Yeah, I try.
Okay, well, I guess I got to give a new rating since I don't remember the rating I gave last week.
It's been another week. We got new information.
True.
Or less information. I don't
less
know.
Information.
But
here's a stat, $200 million budget. There's some new information for you.
Wow.
Actually, while we're talking about budgets real quick, sure. I just want to mention that our Long Shot had like a $45 million budget and it only made $40 million in theaters. It was like a very good movie. It was a very good comedy.
Really? I mean, I know it was. It was good. I don't know, for some reason with a comedy that doesn't surprise me that much.
Sometimes like stuff like Knocked
just...
Up wasn't that popular and then now it's like considered a classic movie. And
yeah.
Probably still
yeah,
is.
Like they'll make all their money back like playing it on TBS, you know? The edited version.
On planes.
I feel like everybody watches those comedies when they're on TV, but people don't watch them in theaters that much, you know?
I know, but I don't know data for the rest of comedies, but it seemed like people are making a big deal about that. It's weird.
I mean, it is good, so I could see why.
Yeah.
So Dark Phoenix Rising from the Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Just Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Yeah, she's like not like Wonder Woman, she's like Captain Marvel, you know, for the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Full of space dust, fire and ire, and
created in space, it seems like.
Yeah, hit by some sort of a photon neutron star.
Yeah.
And fighting Charles Xavier, you know, looks like she's taking on the whole X-Men squad.
Jackdaw boy.
Except this one, he's
He's a little smaller.
Yeah, he's
just
disabled.
He's just McAvoy.
Yeah, he's differently abled, McAvoy.
Slackaboy.
Slacking on hitting the gym.
His brains make up for any disability.
Though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean the guy is jacked in the brain.
Fun stat: directed by a guy who's usually a producer. And this is like seems like his first real project as a director.
Hmm. Always
Simon Kinberg.
He's like, oh, that's easy. I could do that.
He's produced a lot of these, like The Martian, Logan, Fantastic Four, X-Men: Days Future Past.
I want to see this movie. It looks like fun to me. So I'm giving it a 6.5, which is me trying to keep my expectations relatively low. I think Logan was the last, I think I probably said this last week, but that was the last X-Men movie I watched, and I really enjoyed it. So if I can have a good time, they can take, I like that universe, I like the X-Men universe. So if they can take me in there, give me a nice run for my money, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's what he got.
I got 6.5, I'll probably come out higher, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I said 7 last week, I'm gonna stick with my number. If that's what I said, I might have been different.
Doesn't matter.
Does not matter. So I'm going with 7. I mean, I'll echo some of the same comments you made. I like the X-Men universe. I like what it's capable of. Seeing all the mutants, new mutants is good. It's good stuff. This is the last X-Men of Fox.
This is interesting. Yeah,
that's going to like Marvel universe pretty much.
Yeah, because Disney bought all the Fox content.
That's right.
And now they own X-Men, so I'm excited to see them in the MCU.
yeah,
and Deadpool, I assume, will be in the mix,
maybe. Yeah,
I'm just gonna keep asking about Deadpool because I need more Deadpool in my life.
Yeah,
those movies are hella great.
They're good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming, Munchers. Thanks for munching. I'm Nick Owen.
I'm Michael Brown.
We'll see you next week.